Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm excited about Anna Murray being back on the show. Anna's becoming a great member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder of eMedia. She's the author of The Complete Software Project Manager, that outstanding book, and many others. She's a multiple award-winning expert. The Stevie Award for Women in Business and the Mobile Marketing Association Award for App Development. And I mean, just the list is long and long. I only have a 6-hour program here, so I can't tell you all of the awards that she's won. But it's just enough to know that, folks, that no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience. And Anna Murray fits that description. Anna, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. I'm happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. So you brought some research with you. Tell us about it. Well, I'll tell you what. Before we get into the research, I do want to talk about it. But before we do, I want us to talk about women, the general situation of women in technology, and where you think things are as far as you know. You and I were talking off the air about society. And and here we are in 2019. If an 18-year-old young lady who is about to go to college, or a 22-year-old who's just graduated, do they feel complete openness and do they have the complete access to joining and being successful in the tech industry?
Well, you know, I would say it's a mixed bag. I still hear stories of instructors and professors in both high school and college level who are, you know, out and out discouraging to women. Recently I was talking to a fellow who his girl was excelling in math, and she got some discouraging comments from her high school math instructor.
No kidding.
So, yeah, so it still happens. I'm not saying it happens every day. Like, we might have said, 30 years ago, you need to be a teacher, you need to be a nurse. I don't think things are happening to that degree, but I think in pockets it's still there. So
you know, the reason that seems so strange to me, I've been around a long time. I won't say how many decades it's been since I've been out of college, but I took a lot of science courses in school, zoology especially. I love that. I took a lot of those kinds of courses in addition to my business courses. And the smartest girls in my science classes, smartest people in the class were the girls. Now there weren't as many of them.
But
I promise you, nobody held them back. The teacher, I hooked up with them as best I could. I wanted them to be my lab assistant, my lab partner. You know what I mean? I found them because I knew they were smarter than me.
I think that it's so multi-layered. Another aspect of this conversation is that women do tend to succeed very well in school. Making generalizations, we're good rule followers, we're good assignment givers. So that's getting to the maybe disparity of women
succeeding in
school versus women in the workforce.
I have to say, I don't know what happened to them. I actually do know. I think of a couple of them that I wish I knew where they were right now. I'd like to know how they turned out, because they were so smart and scary smart in what we did. So go ahead and talk a little bit more about where you think things are in terms of breaking down the barriers. What can we do about that?
Well, we have about 24% of women in the technology workforce, and the statistics are even less, I'm going to say in maybe high teens for women in tech leadership jobs, depending on the company. So if you just look at the numbers, they're better. I mean, believe it or not, that's better. They're better than they were, let's say, 20 years ago. I think that one of the challenges that you're getting at, which is smart young women going into college, smart women in the workforce, that people have choices. If you think of a young woman getting out of high school, and she's got five across the board in all of her APs. She's got five in AP physics, five in AP, you know, math. And five.
Yeah.
That's a young woman with a lot of choices. And then you start to visit departments and seeing what's going to be your major. Are we really in technology going to be the most, you know, magnetic to that young woman?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
Well, especially when she shows up and looks around and most and almost everybody's a guy there in the meeting. You know, she, you know, would she feel more comfortable if it was, you know, one third ladies, you know, that she would join, she'd be joining. I wonder if that has something to do with it.
Oh, for sure.
Well, hold on to that thought. We're going to get into the research, folks. She's got some really interesting stuff here after the break. Now that we've sort of set the table on where things are, 22 right back with our good friend Anna Murray. Stay with us.
I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.